like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so Good evening and welcome to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, July 16th, and thanks for joining us. I have a very distinguished guest with me this evening who needs no introduction. And I'm going to bring him up in a second, but I got to tell you, today was another victory. And you heard yesterday, as I discussed with my guest, the brand new, and that really wasn't mentioned, but it is fairly brand new, the organization called Copper Cards. This is in alignment with my guest this evening as well. And as I said, and I'll continue to say, you have the power to restore the Republic. And not enough talk not enough discussion is being had about that very subject. And I'm sure we're going to light up that discussion again this evening with my guest. He is... I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. He has been in the political arena for decades, and he's been in and around the spotlight for a great deal of that time. And he's actually been on a press junket of late, of sorts, I would say, and even on this network. I heard him on Hertz's program recently. As a younger individual, he carried copies of Sun Tzu's Art of War in his briefcase along with the Constitution to give you some idea of how his mind works. And to me, that's very key because, as I keep saying, one of the biggest problems we suffer from these days is the fact that most people show up to the battle ready to play checkers, and it's a chess match. You know, everybody's showing up to a chess match ready to play checkers, which is a problem, obviously. But my guest this evening gave up an opportunity to attend law school and change careers to the music industry almost two decades ago before joining the film industry. And coupling his political activism and his knowledge with the film industry, we have all benefited greatly from that. You're going to hear more about that when we come back, of course. Stick around. You're listening to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. We'll be right back. I'll tell you who my special guest is.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today. There you go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Welcome back to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You are tuned in live, and I know it's kind of a psychedelic experience, but hey, welcome to the world of live radio. This is the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. My guest this evening is a very distinguished guest. As I was saying before the break, we've all benefited greatly from his amalgamation of experience and transition into the film industry. And most recently, we've benefited from his genius and expertise in the film Washington, You're Fired. My guest, none other than Keith Abel.
Wow, Chris, thanks for the introduction like that. Thank you, America. Good night. thanks for the great introduction. I'm a big fan. I've been on RPN earlier this week on the Herzog Show, and Mike and I had a lively discussion and some good call in, and I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to be here with you tonight, Chris.
Well, it's a pleasure to listen, and you know, William's been on my show. I had Debbie on the show Friday, and Man, it's, you know, people, I don't think people understand.
If it weren't for William Lewis, the director, the award-winning director, he did Beyond Treason and 9-1-1 in Plain Sight, but he called me in July of 07 and he said, Keith, I'm thinking about writing a movie. I've registered the name WashingtonYourFire.com, and I think that needs to be our focus. Come write a movie with me. And I said, William, he says, look, you know, have you paid attention to what's been going on? I said, look, I've been producing records for the past 16 years. I've been clean and sober from politics. And, you know, the 92 convention, I was an alternate delegate to the 92 Republican National Convention, and I got my fill, you know. I got my fill with the way things worked out. I believe I'm one of those who believe that the best change comes from within, and so I joined the GOP at age 18 to fight for the Liberty Caucus and have been, you know, a road warrior and a freedom fighter ever since. But I had not been paying attention, and when I pick up the, that was July 29th of 07, and on August 1st, I pick up the Times-Picayune in New Orleans, and I'm sitting on my porch reading the paper on page 5A. I says, Bush denies spying on American citizens, and page 7A, it says, AT&T and Verizon deny aiding the president spying on citizens, and on page 9A, it says the attorney general accused about lying about spying. And I picked up the phone, I said, William, I'll be in Missouri in a week and a half.
It was a sign from God. Just kidding.
It was definitely a sign that you know, we're on a mission for right. I know that. We're on a mission for justice, and I'm not in this for the money, and I could be selling insurance if I were in it for the money. But
well,
the truth is the truce that we, and the violations of the Constitution that we show in Washington, You're Fired, are a small segment, because all of these secretive acronym agencies, the NSA, the FBI, pick one, insert one, the National Reconnaissance Office, insert any of these $10 billion agencies, and they're out there just collecting information about all of us.
Yeah.
And they're not going to use it to help us with our credit score, I promise you.
Yeah, we don't have time to go through all of them, but
sure. They have buildings full of people out there working against you guys in a camera like William and I, and you guys running this radio network. You know, they're a friend of mine at Georgetown. I mean, at Georgetown Law Library, told me. You know, he said, while you're in here studying, all those agencies have buildings full of people out there who are studying to stop you.
We
all have to work together for the common goal, which is to restore our republic to its rightful glory and honor, where we all have our inalienable constitutional rights.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not a long list of demands. So we're a very short, humble list, actually. You know? And I mean, we're living in a time, imagine this, in 232 years of a constitutional republic, we're living in a time where the first time in the history of the electoral system in America do we have a candidate running for office who votes against the First Amendment. Since 1791, no one has ever done that. Ever. And Barack Obama cast a vote in the Senate last week for House to approve the House Resolution 6304, the FISA amendments, the telecom immunity bill, if you will. And I have a new name for them, Chris. They're the tattletale comms.
There you go.
You get in trouble when I was a kid, I got in trouble for tattling.
Yeah.
I'd get whipped for the guy I told on.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the way it was at the South. I grew up in the South, and I would get a whipping for tattling, you know. And here we have an instance where you know, it's to me, if we think back in history to the first president of this constitutional republic and his policy, trade with all, ally with none.
Yep.
You know, just that simple. Not about what somebody else is doing. We don't care. That's their business. And that's, you know, it's the individualized premise that this whole country was built on, you know? And Jonathan Turley, the noted constitutional scholar at George Washington University School of Law, who you see a lot on MSNBC and now on Fox and CNN, talking about NSA and constitutional rights, says in our movie, you know, that, you know, it would not be as bad. It would, in some weird way, it would be better if we could say Al-Qaeda had done this to us.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But instead, we just rolled over like a bunch, you know, like a patsy and gave up our rights.
Yep.
Just as, you know, and we have to stand up as citizens to do it. 30 years ago, when FISA was created on the tail end of Watergate and the Minaret program, where you had the FBI and the CIA using warrantless wiretapping to spy on civil rights leader, and even to the precursor of the DEA, I can't recall the two agencies that they were. But they even tapped all the Grand Central Station's payphones, you know. I mean, people were so outraged 35, 40 years ago, that a senator, Frank Church of Idaho, and Congressman Pike held hearings and for the first time brought the NSA out into the open. The NSA was called the No Such Agency.
Yep.
But the outrage then was such that they held hearings, which created this secret court, which, you know, just say that out loud, would you? Secret court. It sounds wrong. When you say it, it's even wrong, you know? And secret orders that only the government can petition this court. And, then for the government to want to go outside of this Mickey Mouse court, created it in the 31-year history of all the opinions that it's handed down, it's never once denied a request for a warrant. So it's
right.
The first time that you have to pass that up. Like, what kind of, what are we talking about?
Exactly. So what exactly was the need, you know, which brings to mind, you know, all that you're saying brings to mind so many quotes, but two from Jefferson: all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for good people, for people of good conscience to remain silent. And, you know,
right.
Getting back to, the rights of the people, you know, Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. And that's,
but it's, you
know,
funny you should bring those two things up, because the one thing that when I saw those things in the newspaper and I called William back, I told him, I said, I know I'm going to bastardize it when I say it, but I remember somebody said that it's a sin for men of good conscience to sit idly by in tyrannical times. And so
yeah.
That's why I'm in. And that's the whole reason that, you know, I was kind of shocked back into this game of chess, which is I often use that. This is a thinking man's game.
Yeah.
If you're, and, you know, it's strategy and tactics are required to remain involved. And, you know, I mean, we're in a time right now where we have a presidential candidate that has voted against the Fourth Amendment and one who dodged the vote so his party could support it, you know, to the two main presidential candidates. But this gets right to the root of more of it, to more of the issue at hand. And that's the fact that people, we need to understand that there's not just two people running for president. You know, I was up to name it, yesterday, but it's late today and I've worked pretty hard today. I might not get past 7 or 8. But, you know, we've got Cynthia McKinney is running as the Green Party. Bob Barr is running the Libertarian Party. To the best of my knowledge, Ron Paul is actually still on all 50 states. There's not been I don't think he's been removed you have the Baldwin, the Constitutional Party candidate. You have, yeah, see, I'm running close tonight. But we don't have, the mainstream media will have you believe that we only have this Barack Obama and this John McCain.
Exactly. Hey, hold that thought. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiolite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiolite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You're tuned in live on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Wednesday, July 16th, with my distinguished guest, Keith Abel, co-producer of, most recently, and very notably, the brilliant documentary, Washington, You're Fired. And by the way, if you don't have a copy, folks, you need to go grab one. Go to takebackwashington.com and grab a copy. Of course, you can go to washingtonyourefired.com. You can get it there, but I recommend you go to takebackwashington.com personally, because you'll see the brand new cool cover art, and that's really cool. But also, there are a number of fantastic links going down the right hand or the left hand side, excuse me. And people have been talking these days. I get emails every day talking about starting a group. Impeach Bush, impeach Cheney. Fire Congress, all that kind of stuff. That's all there on the website. There are, under the organization's menu, you have links for things like Fire Congress meetups, Bill of Rights defense, and all kinds of very pertinent and relevant information. You can also watch the YouTube videos on the HR 6304 update, and I can tell you that those folks keep close tabs on that issue and many others that you want to know about. So go to takebackwashington.com, get yourself a copy of Washington, You're Fired, and make sure that you watch it, and then buy as many copies as you can and distribute them as far and wide as you can to as many friends and family as you can, because it's brilliant. And again, if you give them that, I believe it'll lead them to the whole discussion. I've talked to many people who want to talk about 9/11, which is a great discussion. But remember, if they go to Take Back Washington, you're leading them right to that information. The same producers who gave you 9/11 in plain sight, 9/11 Ripple Effect, Under Siege, Beyond Treason, all of those great films, they'll get that information there. So get a copy of Washington, You're Fired. Have I said that enough yet?
There we go. Definitely do it. Go to Take Back Washington. The Washington, You're Fired is the movie, and Take Back Washington is kind of the movement, guys. You know, we want.
Yeah.
This doesn't stop in November. The fight for freedom is a lifelong struggle. You know, I fought City Hall and I served as congressional field rep, and I fought at all levels. I've served on the advance team for White House visits to North Louisiana, and you know, I've worked on many levels in the fight for freedom and in my belief system, and I really got disillusioned in 92, and I put it down. I said, you know, this young man's game. I went off and I took a career in music and had a, you know, worked on over 150 phono recordings, CDs, records, whatever you want to call them, over the years. And, you know, when William Lewis, the director of Washington, You're Fired, called me to write the movie for them, I had just assumed that, you know, another warrior had stepped into my stead and had fought as hard and vigilantly as I had fought during my tours of duty, you know, because I kind of considered myself having done, you know, 10, 12, 20 years in politics as, you know, having done my tours and left it to the younger lieutenants in the field. And, I turned to look and, realized that I had left the baton in the middle of the battlefield, and, it was time to re-seize the sword and go back to the, to duel, because I basically dropped the flag is the way I feel. And so I'm back with a renewed vigor, and we are trying to get America to wake up. We're sending, you know, this is a salvo across the bow in the fight for freedom.
Yeah, well, not a moment too soon, because I'll tell you, it was much needed. And so, you know, I can tell you I appreciate it. I know that everybody that I've talked to about the film appreciates it. Everybody that I've talked to that says, you know, what can we do to wake people up, talks about a couple of things. You know, they talk about Freedom to Fascism, obviously, is a movie that comes up regularly. And then there are a few...
Sure. And God rest Aaron Russo. This is, you know, I set as a benchmark with William. I said, if I do, you know, when we do this, you know, I want to strive for the benchmark that Aaron Russo achieved in Freedom to Fascism. I said, you know,
yeah.
And having our film mentioned in the same breath with Aaron Russo's is just, you know... Thank you, Mark.
I think history will record that it probably outpaces it, because that's a difficult discussion. You know, there is a lot of
there's a lot of layers on that onion.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of obfuscation, as you know, to that whole issue surrounding largely, you know, the tax accountability issue. And I guess we'll hold that thought, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about that after the break. You're listening to Road Warrior Radio on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy. Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Road Warrior Radio on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm here with my distinguished guest, Keith Abel, co-producer of Washington, You're Fired, a brilliant movie, and definitely a movie you're going to want to own and hand out as many copies as you can to your friends and family. Because before I go back down that road, though, you know, mentioning freedom to fascism, and you said one of the greatest tributes would be that it would be mentioned in the same breath, Washington, right, You're Fired, as freedom to fascism, that is. And I think that I would recommend giving Washington, You're Fired to the unwashed and uninitiated before freedom to fascism even, because, again, there's a lot of obscurity and obfuscation around the whole issue of taxation, you know, the 16th Amendment, was it ratified, was it not? And I got to tell you, I've had some real intense discussions about that. In fact, I was talking to a young man who graduated from seminary, of all places, and we were having a conversation, and on an unrelated matter, suddenly he says, we were alluding to a particular gentleman, and he says, oh, you mean the tax dodger? And I said, well, I'm not real familiar with the specifics on that case, but I think there was more to the story. And before I could finish that thought, he says, no, the 16th Amendment was ratified. And it just blew me away. This is a kid who came out of seminary, of all places. And he's telling me the 16th Amendment was ratified. So I said, well, not really. You know, with all due respect, I would recommend that you read The Law That Never Was, the two-volume series by Bill Benson and Red Beckman, because they traveled all of the states and viewed the source documents, and no, it really wasn't. But, you know, to hear someone coming out of seminary so heavily propagandized, that to me really makes it difficult for certain people to view that kind of material. But Washington, You're Fired is simply, in my opinion, a compression of the last, 7 or 8 years worth of terror-related spy bills, all just kind of crushed into one short segment. And it's like the frog in the pot. You know, we've been cooked by degrees over the years, but man, when you see it like this, it's like going from zero to, 220 in about 10 minutes. And if you're not hopping mad in 10 minutes, you need to check for a pulse because there's something wrong.
That was a big hurdle to overcome when we got ready to do this movie, was to getting that much information into a entertaining format. So we kind of have this developing edutainment where we're educating all the while entertaining with quality graphics and great cinematography and footage and a very powerful, we stick to message in the movie.
Yeah.
And we tell an entertaining story that will scare the hell out of you because it's true. And you should be hopping mad because elected officials in the United States, it is the right and the duty of the people to remove any elected official who violates the Constitution. That's something that I believe in my heart of hearts. It's not written down anywhere. It's just something that I started saying last year. And it's that people go, well, that's in the Constitution. Well, no, it's not. Well, that's in the Declaration of Independence. No, it's not. I said it last year, and it's true, and it's so plain. It's shit, you know. People should understand that. And yet we have a whole body of professional members who, in fear, voted on legislation. And then in the incestuous money trails that follow and their idiocy of power, continue to vote for these unconstitutional measures. And we just kind of take it step by step of what they did. And we don't say your senator did and this senator didn't and this senator did and this senator didn't. It just becomes clear to you that there is an equal abuse of power on either side of the aisle. That the Democratic and Republican Party, there's not a dime's worth of difference. And, you know, they found it during the Jacksonian era as the Democrat-Republicans, then they split, and the Republicans held power for a long time, then the Democrats held power for a long time, and they just swatted this like a volley game of tennis. And what it really is a two-headed beast, that this two-party system that we all believe in, or that we all operate under anyway, is nothing more than a behemoth of the two-headed behemoth of the body politic, and if the heads weren't so close together, this monster would eat itself.
Well, what has two heads? A monster, right?
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, it could be the Democrats or the Republicans, and it depends where the difference. What we need is true change, and our film offers some plain and simple. There's no magic bullet here. I mean, we don't put a silver bullet in and we shoot the evil, in the heart and it falls over. We always think that it's not that. It's not, but we do have solutions. People get involved. Find action groups that you believe in. Get involved with the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Protect our Bill of Rights. I mean, we have Barack Obama has voted against the Fourth Amendment, and I haven't seen that headlined anywhere.
Okay, well, wait a second, because we did discuss that a little bit, and, I mentioned that we had that discussion last week, but, speaking of pointing that out, it was, Russ Feingold, and I go back to the fact that, first of all, I think that I say on a regular basis, I basically preach to the choir that Congress is organized crime. It literally is. If you go back to the roots of who's really running Congress, which is the CFR, then you'll find nothing but Illuminatist roots there. And, of course, Mazzini was the guy who created the mafia back in 1860. So, essentially, the CFR is a kinder, gentler mafia front group which runs Congress. Therefore, Congress is organized crime by conscription. But the point is,
That's why they exempt themselves from the RICO.
Right, because that's what it is. It's racketeering, for Pete's sake. Every day they show up. It's racketeering. But, you know, the point is, I see what happens in, we watch British Parliament on C-SPAN, and it's bad theater. You know, you just can't hardly stand to watch, but you watch what goes on in Congress, it's the same thing, only 100 years younger. It's a little better theater, but that's all it is when you hear the grandstanding of people like Russ Feingold. I'm sorry, but yeah, I know he didn't vote for H.R. 6304, but when he's grandstanding, then he comes on MSNBC and says if we had a Democratic president like a Barack Obama, that'd be everything, right?
He said Barack Obama fixed it. Didn't hear Barack had just voted for the bill that Feingold was
exactly.
It's just like, I'll give you an instance. I called Louisiana delegation has just supported handstand every encroachment that we cover in Washington. You're fired. And again, people should look at the movie, see the number of encroachments we're talking about. We're not just talking about telecommunications immunity. We're talking about the Patriot Act and the right for them to sneak and peek and to spy on you when you're not at home and you never know and insertion teams to go into your house. And we're talking about national security letters. And we're talking about the Military Commissions Act, which did away with habeas corpus, which recently it was held that the Guantanamo detainees or any detainees in American hands do have a right to habeas corpus. Hello. The John Warner Defense Act, which took out Posse Comitatus. We're talking about telecommunications. We're talking about spying on Americans. And
Department of Defense Appropriations Act.
Right. So the Louisiana delegation voted down the line, Republican and Democrat, straight for him. Mary Landrieu's the only senator that missed the vote on the Patriot Act, or she would have been there. She voted for the authorization. She had voted for the other thing. So she voted for this telecommunications bill, 6304, the FISA amendment, and telecom immunity. And so I called her office the day before the vote and said, you know, on Monday the 7th, and said, look, you know, I need to talk to whoever's handling the telecommunications bill. On the 9th, the day after the vote, or on the 10th, the day after the vote, because they didn't vote on the 8th, they moved it to the 9th, voted the 9th, and approved it. I get a call back from her staff member who handles telecommunications, and I said, look, you know, I'm talking about a senator who consistently, and she's up for election this year, and John Kennedy, the treasurer, has changed from Democrat to Republican, has run against her in the general election. And I said, you know, she needs to stand by her principles. If this is her principles, we need to know this. But what she's done is she's voted against habeas corpus. Well, she voted twice to correct that vote. I said, oh, my Lord. I hear what I'm saying. The senator that had a bad vote is going to vote twice to correct his vote. My direct response was, did we get two-thirds of the payback?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like she has to do double. She's working overtime to make up for her screw-up. You know, she's screwing our widgets up. You know, we were selling widgets. She didn't have to pay for them 10 widgets. You know, but we're selling rights. You know, this is what we got. We're protecting rights. And oh my goodness. And that's the mentality that we're dealing with on Capitol Hill.
Exactly. You know,
and my other representative here in North Louisiana from the 4th District of Louisiana, Jim McCrary, one of my mentors, and, he's retiring after just 20 years in Congress, 10 terms, and what does he do? He moves his family to Virginia before his term's over. Guess he don't want to miss out on those good lobbying jobs that'll be coming his way.
Well, wait a second. You need to back up, because you mentioned that point on Hertz's show, and how did that point all begin? Because remember that you said that you helped him campaign on that issue.
Pardon?
I said,
when 10 years ago, or a little later than 92, well more than
yes.
10 years ago.
Yes.
It's 6 years ago, excuse me. My bad, 6 years ago, 10 years, 92, yep. 98, woo, do the math.
Yeah.
Time
flies when you're having fun, right?
I didn't know there was, nobody said there'd be math tonight, Chris. excuse me, it was following the 90 census, and they merged the 4th and 5th districts in Louisiana. You had Jerry Huckabee in the Eastern District,
yes,
of Louisiana. The 5th district was sitting congressman for 6 or 8 years, and Jim McCrary had been there for 8 or 10 years. 12 years, whatever, in the 4th district. They merged the two districts. Well, Huckabee, Jerry Huckabee was living, it was Jim McCrary versus Jerry Huckabee. Huckabee was living in Virginia. And so we ran ads about, you know, he don't even live here anymore and all that. And now, in hindsight, you know, here is the congressman from the 4th district of Louisiana who votes, my mentor, who votes for House Resolution 6304 and to give telecommunications immunity, retroactive immunity dating back to when we found out about it, let's all remember it was in December 2005, which stemmed back to a 2002 executive order that the New York Times had sat on that story.
Yeah.
Before it was history, before it became news.
Which is,
and now
why...
they've given them immunity. But now I've gotten totally tangential out on that, talking about...
That's all right. That's a good point, though, because, you know, that proves, that verifies the fact that the fourth branch has now become the fifth column. And it's just, you know, they're proving their own guilt,
right,
unfortunately. But I thought... I guess I'm confused because I thought that one of the powers denied by Congress was that no bill of attainder or ex post facto law shall be passed. Isn't that Article 1, Section 9, Clause 3?
Yeah, but see, it's not really an ex post facto law. It has, and I'm not an attorney, and if we have an attorney listening, and they'd like to call in and expand on this, but as a lay constitutional authority, I can that my understanding of what a ex post facto law is the commission of an act is legal when it is committed. There can be no law that is enacted after that commission of the act, which makes that act illegal. You know what I mean? But the converse is not necessarily true. Just because it doesn't reverse, not the Pythagorean theory. We're back to math again.
Yeah, I think that's real thin ice and real suspect. But fine, I'll grant you that. How about unreasonable searches and seizures? I mean, don't the people have the right to be secure in their persons?
You should be secure in your persons, papers, and effects without due process. I mean, enacted in 1791, the Fourth Amendment is very clear that no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And these warrants that are allowed under the FISA Amendments, the new FISA Amendments, which are now law, they're law,
yeah,
and, have been signed by the President. They don't even necessarily know who they're searching, much less where.
Yep.
And they're doing trap and trace and pen registers and all kind of types of attachments of bugs. I just call them bugs because that's something that everybody understands. That way I don't have to get into the general determination.
Yeah.
And ferrying out of all the different kinds of... Because it's not signal intelligence like the NSA, which collects multi-wiretaps. You know, I don't have to go through the whole spiel on... I never knew that I would become an expert on wiretapping and surveillance.
Yeah.
I'd always hope to stay away from it, personally. But it gets
well,
to, you know, if you go back to... There's a case that's called the Olmstead case. And there's a dissent by Justice Brandeis in there where he envisioned a time in the future, and this is in the mid 19th century. I'm not sure the exact date. He says that he envisions a day when that a prosecutor will be able to produce a
paper from a secret drawer without ever entering the place. And that's what this type of, that's what the Fourth Amendment was meant to keep from happening. But technology would advance so fast. And he saw this 150 years ago. And it has been legal precedent for from before that with the Fourth Amendment enactment. But we have a 110th Congress here, 535 guys up on Capitol Hill that are drunk with power. And we're talking about $4 a gallon gasoline. We're talking food type stuff. So, there's going to be no corn next year, fellas.
Yeah. Hey, we're going into a break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back with my guest, Keith Abel, distinguished guest and co-producer of Washington. You're Fired, and we'll wrap up this lively discussion. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Road Warrior Radio, live on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and last segment with my guest Keith Abel, co-producer of Washington, You're Fired. Lively discussion about the movie, the compression of 7 or 8 years worth of terror-related spy bills. And as I said, you need to get the movie. If you watch it and you're not absolutely outraged in 10 minutes, then it's probably time to call a coroner or something because something's wrong. But, you know, a couple of things. When you mentioned, I mean, as we discuss H.R. 6304, the amendment of the original Wiretapping and Spying Act, the sneaking and peeking back in 78, as I mentioned off-air, Jefferson's words come to mind. A departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, that second for a third, and so on, till the bulk of society is reduced to mere automatons of misery to have sensibilities left for but sinning and suffering. And that's, you know, I mean, like I was saying, that's what we call the slippery slope, but that's where we are now, where all of a sudden people, they don't even remember where the truth was. It was way back there, you know, 10 decisions ago, and now we're so far off into Wonderland, it's just unbelievable.
That's true. I mean, I feel like we're in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Like we've fallen down the rabbit hole, and that, you know, I'm going to wake up when the coffee pot goes off, and I'm and I'll put my feet down and be like, whew, the Constitution is safe. I was wrong.
Yeah.
And be able to go sit on my porch and drink a cup of coffee. But but every day I keep waiting. It's like the Groundhog's Day. I keep waking up the same day,
right,
the same day over and over and over again. Still no right. You know,
it's funny you mentioned that, because I got to tell you, I was joking with my wife a while back. We were joking because I don't know about you, but you wake up and it feels like it gets a little worse. So for a while I was saying, you know, honey, it feels like we wake up every day, you yawn, you stretch, wipe the sleep out of your eyes or the chemtrails or whatever, and you look around and you go, well, time to lose a little bit more today. You know what I mean? That's kind of how it feels some days, but.
You remember the Dunkin' Donuts, time to make the donuts.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, but we have to continue on in the fight because the tree of liberty is only fertilized with the blood, sweat, and tears of patriots.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of that, I like the words of John Adams. I go back and forth with Adams and Jefferson. And Adams said, liberty once lost is lost forever. That was a condensation. He actually said a constitution of government once changed from freedom can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever.
Yeah, that's one point we make in Washington. Your father, I got the blessing of going back 25 years later. The man who taught me legal research, named George Burns Jr., no relation to the funny man, and is one of the smartest men that I've ever known in my life. He's argued numbers of death penalty defense cases at the Supreme Court, and he's at the University of Maryland School of Law. His name is George Burns Jr. And he said, you know, that Germans didn't wake up in Nazi Germany one morning and not have any rights. It was a gradual erosion. Hitler would take a little bit here, he would take a little bit there, he would take a little bit. And then they woke up and they're in a full-blown fascist regime.
Yeah. And that's right where we are today. Hey, Keith, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
And, go check out Washington, You're Fired, and TakeBackWashington.com. And I thank you, America, for your time. And I thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Take care. Thanks for listening to the Road Warrior.
Men, are you your